For Backyard Industry, this is Lisa Braltz. It's been a while since urban poultry was last discussed on Backyard Industry, so it's time for an update. And there's news. It became legal to keep chickens in the backyards of Champaign, Illinois at the beginning of this year. It seems something worthy of celebration, right? And what better way, after a long winter and planning for chickens and building their home and maybe having your neighbors wonder what on earth is going on in the backyard, than to have everyone over for an open house or an open coop?
My name is Karen Carney, and we're having a coop opening here.
Karen Carney is one Champaign resident responsible, in large part, for moving the Champaign chicken effort along in 2013, after a year or so of doing research and paying attention to the efforts of other cities, both local and further afield.
I absolutely think that it's a great community practice. It's, you know, one of the things that really intrigued me in, you know, I'm originally from the city of Cleveland, and Cleveland just recently revised its ordinance to allow backyard hens. And it was kind of cool to see, like, neighborhoods kind of rallied around the families who had chickens, and it became very much a kind of communal undertaking.
She rallied for city council meetings and study sessions and got them. She set up public panel discussions and a Facebook group. The community turnout for these meetings and discussions reinforced her belief that she wasn't the only one who thought legal backyard chickens in Champaign made sense, given Central Illinois' strong ties to its agricultural past and present. Her work, along with that of others, was instrumental in getting the ordinance changed last November to allow backyard chickens. One grateful resident even named a chicken after her. Yep, somewhere in Champaign, there's a silver-laced Wyandotte named Karen Carney.
Yeah.
A few of Karen's friends have come by early to help her family get ready for visitors, including tying a ribbon around the coop for cutting later. The coop in the large, shady backyard is a handsome but not too fussy two-story affair, home to Matilda and four other young hens who arrived as chicks a couple of months ago and who were living in the family abode until the coop was completed. Not surprisingly, the turnout for the open coop is huge. Curious neighbors, friends of all ages, colleagues, and several City of Champaign officials arrive en masse to meet the chickens, who are pretty casual about all the fuss, and to check out the coop. Champaign Mayor Don Girard is impressed.
I'm thinking if I'm going to invest in something like this, it may just be a chicken coop.
Karen has a few words for attendees.
There are so many people who played a part in this. You know, people who gave me moral support, people who showed up at city council meetings, people who were at the city council meetings and who voted on the issue. But I really just wanted to say thanks to all of you for being here. And this is just a little way of saying thank you for making my dream a reality. So my dream of chickens.
Nearby communities like Danville and Gibson City are watching Champaign's foray into poultry closely. And Karen is excited to see the idea of backyard chickens take hold in other cities. But she's not done in Champaign-Urbana.
One of the things that I really wanted was to have people in Champaign learn from experienced chicken keepers in Urbana. And so we decided to have a coop tour. And I'm a bike rider, and a lot of my friends like to ride their bikes. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun to do this by bike? So we're thinking about a tour de coop to coincide with the Tour de France. And I think it actually could be a lot of fun.
And it's on. The first annual CU Tour de Coop, a bike tour showcasing several chicken residences in both Champaign and Urbana, is set to happen on Saturday, July 12th. Information about how you can participate in the tour can be found at cutourdecoop.wordpress.com. For Backyard Industry, this is Lisa Braltz.